Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District, who frequently appears with us, and we are very grateful for that, Sean. Thanks so much for doing it.
It's great to be with you. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, sir. Okay, so now we got Iran and the U.S. I went to bed the other night, a couple of days ago, and thought maybe I wasn't getting up. Were you scared, too?
No, I wasn't scared. I was concerned that the president was making wise decisions, that he was putting our troops in harm's way. But I'm also grateful for the professionalism and skill of our military. I'm glad Qasem Soleimani is dead. He was one of the most violent and destructive actors in the world. He has the blood of hundreds of American service members on his hands, and we are better off with him gone. But the implications of that decision are obviously of great concern. I just came out of an extended classified briefing on this subject. As you know, I serve on the House Intelligence Committee, so I have the privilege of being able to engage directly with our intelligence professionals on this. You know, it's not over, although we appear to have reached an off-ramp in the escalation of tension, and thank God for that, because none of us want another war in the Middle East.
Do you have any sense of whether the president gave up here or whether other people convinced him, because it sounded like he was threatening them with immediate retaliation if they did what they in fact did?
Well, I think what you saw is that the Iranians engaged in what could probably be seen as a face-saving measure, a direct military response against our bases. Didn't mean it wasn't lethal. It could have resulted in the death of many innocent people. There are serious consequences, of those actions that you cannot predict at the outset. But through good planning and a little luck, nobody was hurt, thank God. And that allowed the president, I think, to take an off-ramp, to properly see that there was no benefit to further escalating the situation. So in this case, I think we're in a place where we can take a breath and assess the situation and the implications of our policy. Because the real issue is what the heck our strategy is in the Middle East. And the president says he wants to bring the troops home. A lot of us share that desire to put an end to these 20-year-old conflicts, or at least the American military involvement in them. But his strategy has been contradictory. He is at once claiming that he wants to withdraw, but he is at the same time escalating. And I think people need to understand that the prospect of a war with Iran is extremely serious and could make the military action in Iraq look almost simple by comparison. You're talking about a massive country with a massive military capability. Mm-hmm. We must not be dragged into a war in Iran, and that is my focus.
Okay, so Sean Patrick Maloney, I'm going to ask you the tough question. Do you think the U.S. should have killed General Soleimani?
What I can tell you is that, based on all of the briefings I've received, I think there is reason to believe that he was engaged in a very dangerous exercise of planning attacks against the United States. And none of us, with the benefit of hindsight, can say what would have happened had we not acted. I don't trust this president, as I think, listeners of your show will understand. I want to see the raw intelligence. I want to have access to the people who prepared it. I think we have an obligation to ask really tough questions. I mean, anybody who lived through the Iraq War should be properly skeptical. Yeah, even as we demonstrate respect, for our intelligence professionals, we need to be skeptical of what of any administration pushing forward intelligence as the reason to do something of this nature in the Middle East. But I can tell you that we're better off with him dead. The question is what the consequences are. This was a very aggressive decision the president took. He appears to have gotten through it with a minimum of repercussions, but I would caution everyone this may not be over. The direct military action was what it was, and the Iranians seem to have flinched in that regard, or at least chosen an option that was designed to not further escalate it. But of course, they could have killed some of our service members with these attacks. They didn't know in advance that they would have been as unsuccessful as they were. But what I'm telling you is that I'm on the lookout for other types of retaliation by the Iranians that they might want to deny. So you might see their proxy forces in Iraq and elsewhere reach out and attack American forces. And that would be an effort to hurt us, undermine our position in the region, kill our people, and yet be able to deny it so as to deny us the opportunity to strike back. So this is a complicated situation. I have very little confidence that the president has fully thought it through. I think he's got contradictory impulses and a confusing strategy, if you can call it that. And so a bunch of us who have access to the intelligence and the people who are engaged in these activities have to ask tough questions, and we have to avoid another war in the Middle East.
So, Sean, let me just follow up on that. You have now mentioned your briefing. I know you're not allowed to say what you were told, but people are walking out of there, other senators and congressmen, and are saying that they weren't satisfied with the briefing itself, that they thought it was not adequate. How about you?
Well, you're talking about really separate briefings. There was an all-hands briefing where all members of the House of Representatives and all members of the Senate were given a briefing by the top national security officials, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Director of National Intelligence, the CIA Director. What I was referring to was a separate and more extensive briefing I received as a member of the Intelligence Committee at the committee level with the agency professionals who actually are directly responsible for this portfolio of issues. That, by its nature, goes into greater detail and gives a better opportunity to the members like me to really ask questions, follow-up questions, and dig deeper. So I understand. So I'm not trying to be evasive. I am constrained in what I can say in terms of the details. What I'm trying to tell you, Alan, is I do understand why members who had the all-member briefing, including Senator Lee, who was very critical of it, I do understand their frustration at not knowing more. There's that old expression about, feeling like a mushroom kept in the dark and fed manure, right? Yeah. I understand that feeling as someone who has sat through a bunch of those all-member briefings before. I think when you have the opportunity, as I do, to sit on the Intelligence Committee, by its very nature, that committee receives a lot more information. What I can tell you is that there are some very earnest and very capable people who have been working this problem set very hard. I think there is good reason to believe that our forces are and were increasingly at risk from direct action by the Iranians, and that the justification the administration has used for this attack is worth taking seriously. But, and this is a big, big but, you have to ask tough questions, because the policy decision to act on those concerns, to accept the follow-on consequences, to blow by the possible second and third order consequences of an action like this are very serious. And the president has a cavalier and I think half-baked approach to these issues sometimes that concerns me a great deal. But in this instance, and I want to be clear, our military operation was precise and professional. God bless those people who do these kinds of things. They are extraordinary Americans. The intelligence community, I know, is working this problem set very aggressively, particularly the threats against our personnel and our partners in the region. Let's remember, we saw a major action at our embassy. We did see rocket attacks that resulted in the death of an American. There are things that happened in the real world that we know occurred, and then there's a bunch of concerns expressed about imminent actions by the Iranians that would put our people at risk. And I take those warnings seriously, but I want to tell you I'm asking a bunch of tough questions, because no one is gonna convince me that we need to go to war with some general assertion about intelligence reports. We've seen that movie. I don't like the way it ends up. I'm telling you, we need to avoid a war with Iran, and we need to ask tough questions of the professional intelligence community and absolutely of this administration when they are driving us in that direction, And I'm very concerned about the larger policy.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean, thank you for that. It was very interesting. When we come back, I got a whole bunch of more questions for you the next time.
Thank you, Alan.